Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to John so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Christ Jesus. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is closer to the Father's heart, who has made him known." The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I think I've talked in the past about some of my hobbies. I think sometimes one of my hobbies is collecting hobbies, because I'm a hobby person. I like to do different things. But I want to tell you about one of my hobbies that I don't think I've told you about before. You can correct me. Have I told you about hunting for mushrooms? I like to collect mushrooms. So I'm going to tell you the story of collecting mushrooms. So when we moved from North Carolina to Indiana, there were some folks in the North Carolina church that said, when you get to Indiana, you need to start hunting for mushrooms. They're really good. Now, of course, they were talking about morel mushrooms. But I decided that I was afraid of mushrooms, particularly collecting mushrooms out in the wild, because I didn't know anything about mushrooms. So I said, well, I need to do some research and to study and learn so that I'm doing this safely. And I did. I got books, I got online, and I joined forums, and I asked questions, and I read all these books, and I learned as much as I could about mushrooms. And I found out that one of my favorite mushrooms is called a hedgehog mushroom. Has anybody ever had a hedgehog mushroom? They call them hedgehog mushrooms because underneath, where the spores come out, instead of gills, they have little spikes, kind of like a hedgehog. And they taste really good. It's almost like a fried apple or a pear, very fruity, very good. So I decided I'm going to try to find these mushrooms. And the more I went out in the woods, I became familiar with the woods, and I became familiar with all of these things. And I read and I read and I read all of these books and all of these words, but I still hadn't found any mushrooms. I went out one fall, it was in October, and I looked over. I said, there's a mushroom. I think that might be a hedgehog mushroom that I'm looking for. And I went over and I picked it and I turned it over, and sure enough, it had these little fleshy hedgehog spikes underneath it. I found one. And then I began to remember all the words that I had written, that I had heard, that I had read. It's like, okay, these hedgehog mushrooms, they like arid soil. So not too wet, not too dry, just a little. And I looked around and I said, well, I'm on the side of a hill that probably doesn't collect a lot of water. Rain probably goes right off. So this is an arid place. I said, the other thing I remember is that hedgehog mushrooms grow under conifer trees. That's how I looked up. There's a bunch of pine trees. Oh, look at that. These things that I had read had manifested in the flesh. Arid place, conifer, pine trees. And then I got to thinking, I've been in these woods before. I know where there's some other pine trees. There's some right over there. So I walked over there, and guess what? More hedgehog mushrooms. I'm like, this is fantastic. I filled up a sack full, imagining the dinner that night. I said, oh, this will be good. And I thought, well, I know of another place. I've never found mushrooms in this part of the woods, but there's pine trees over there, and it's kind of hilly. Maybe that will be another spot. And so I picked up, closed my knife, I put my bag over my shoulder, and I walked over to that part of the woods. And sure enough, more mushrooms. I went home with a whole sack full. I probably got a picture on my phone somewhere. These hedgehog mushrooms. It was incredible to find them. But I found them because I had taught myself. I had read in these books, read online, all of these words about where to find these mushrooms. But I'd never found any of them until I had gotten out and done it and found it in the flesh. And I think a lot of hobbies are like that too. The mushrooms didn't resonate with anybody. But I know we got some people that play golf, right? You can read all the words about a golf swing. But until you get out and swing a club and make contact with a ball, they're simply words. We have to put it into the flesh. And I bring this up because this, I think, is exactly what John is talking about in this gospel. The Word became flesh and lived among us. This is the fourth gospel. You see in my Bible here how much is before this, right? An entire Old Testament, these Hebrew scriptures, stories of Moses that even John here talks about, the prophets, Samson, all of these people that have come before that knew God, that had heard a word from God, all of these scriptures, these words on pages, and the stories that they represent, and yet we were still missing the point. God was moving among the people all throughout these scriptures, all throughout their history. They'd written them down, but they're still simply words on a page. The law came through Moses, but it wasn't enough. This word that was in the very beginning, that was with God, that was God, that all things came into being through him, this very foundation of creation itself, this word, this Jesus Christ, wasn't enough until it came into the world, until that world, till that word became flesh and lived among us. Among us, not just showed up. There it is over there on top of the hill. You can read about it. No, among us. Chose 12 of his closest friends to walk beside him. That healed people. That got into arguments with folks. That healed and fought and taught. That lived an example. This word finally becoming flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory. We've seen it. We've done it. His flesh, not simply heard about it or words, we've experienced it in this flesh. It has to become flesh. It has to become real and a part of who we are. And those that receive him, those who believe in his name, who partner their own lives to his life, that follow his teachings, that give grace the way that he gave grace, that forgive the way that he forgave, the way and accept people the way that Christ accepts people, we become children of God with him. We're born not of the flesh, but of the will of God. This embodiment of the word among us is so important. We mentioned in Sunday school a recent statistic that came out about the declining church attendance. Did y'all see that? Down 60%, I think, since 2020, past 5 years. And we're all here. We say, why? How many empty chairs do we have? Why is no one wanting to come to our church? And I wonder if John doesn't have an answer for us. Are we that flesh that the Word has become? We see Christ. We read about him. We've got all of our scriptures here. But is it fleshy? Is it here in our lives? Can we touch it and feel it and embody it the way that Christ wanted his word to be embodied? Do we simply say all are welcome? Do we simply say Christ forgives? Do we simply say God loves us? Or do we live those out in our flesh by the things that we do? Words are cheap. Words are easy. But living them out in that flesh is the hard part. We've already got the law. We've already got these pages filled with how we ought to live. But it's not until we live it. It's not until it becomes flesh and blood and real that it makes a difference. We've been given the power to become children of God. We've been given life that shines like a light in the darkness. God promises that that darkness will not overcome that light. And yet the darkness still marches on. It's only when we put that word to flesh and shine our lights by our very being and our actions can we make a difference. May we be the light of God in this darkness around us. Amen.